Your, China's Undeclared Fentanyl War. By Elizabeth Yor on September 25, 2019. The ancient Chinese military leader Sun Tzu understood that the best military strategy was to win without fighting. Impossible? The modern-day Chinese have mastered Sun Tzu's tactics with an unarmed assault on the United States. No shots have been fired, no bombs dropped, no rockets launched, no boots on the ground, no declaration of war. Yet the carnage by China's stealth infiltration of America with its fatal fentanyl weapon is an undeclared war. This insidious poison, deployed with the impact of a nuclear missile strategically aimed at the heart of America, has mushroomed into a silent blitzkrieg of mounting American deaths. Its devastating power is causing nothing short of a generational meltdown. According to the Centers for Disease Control, U.S. overdose deaths have soared to 21% over the previous year. More than 70,200 Americans died in 2017 from drug overdoses. The spike in deaths is attributed to the availability of fentanyl, as highlighted in a CBS report. Two-thirds of last year's drug deaths, about 42,000, involved opioids, a category that includes heroin, methadone, prescription pain pills like OxyContin, and fentanyl. Fatal overdoses that involved fentanyl and fentanyl-like drugs doubled in 1 year, to more than 19,000, mostly from illegally made pills or powder, which is often mixed with heroin or other drugs. As the victims of the infamous 19th-century opium wars, the Chinese people historically understand the devastation of a drug invasion upon a country and its military-age men. The 19th-century British invaded China and ravaged its people through the wide dissemination of opium. Opium helped the British gain economic superiority over its Chinese trading rival. The dark history of British oppression is embedded in the Chinese consciousness and still taught as patriotic education in its modern curriculum as a constant reminder of the century of humiliation. Has America entered its own 21st century of humiliation? China is manipulating its currency at a distinct disadvantage for American products. China steals our intellectual property with impunity. China has forced transfer of our technology with impunity. China violates trade laws by dumping its cheap products to create a large U.S. trade imbalance. China now wages its fentanyl war against the U.S., killing thousands of our young people with impunity. This weapon of mass destruction, fentanyl, lobbed directly and covertly from our second-largest trading partner, China, is killing far more young people in 1 year than all Americans killed in the Afghanistan and Iraq wars combined. In August, U.S. law enforcement conducted a fentanyl bust large enough to kill 14 million people. The fentanyl seized was made in Chinese labs, ordered from Shanghai and delivered to Virginia through the U.S. mail. Recently, CBS 60 Minutes featured a story on the increase of drug overdose deaths from fentanyl pouring into the United States. The 60 Minutes investigation found that it is a fact that the People's Republic of China is the source for the vast majority of synthetic opioids that are flooding the streets of the United States and Western democracies. It is a fact that these synthetic opioids are responsible for the overwhelming increase in overdose deaths in the United States. And it is a fact that if the People's Republic of China wanted to shut down the synthetic opioid industry, they could do so in a day. China is bombarding America by manufacturing and exporting fentanyl to the U.S., not by means of a complex weapon system, but through the U.S. Postal Service, causing death and devastation. Additionally, Mexican cartels are now reaping the financial benefits by selling fentanyl derived from chemicals obtained from China. America's porous border offers an easy pathway for the fentanyl delivery system. While the volume of fentanyl law enforcement seizures is staggering, it represents only a small percentage of interdicted trade shipments of fentanyl. The vast majority of imported lethal fentanyl from China is never intercepted by law enforcement. Undoubtedly, China's high-tech surveillance state can easily and precisely pinpoint where and who manufactures fentanyl. Communist Party leader Xi Jinping can't claim ignorance of China's fentanyl criminal trade strategy. His vast internal CCP technological spy network knows the identity, work, and whereabouts of China's 1.4 billion citizens. Xi can immediately call an armistice to this invasion. Xi and his CCP thugs can instantly turn off the Chinese fentanyl spigot, but they won't until they feel the pain. His military campaign to destroy the U.S. from within has been wildly successful. And Xi hasn't spent one yuan from his defense budget on this ongoing fentanyl skirmish on American soil. According to Reuters, President Donald Trump accused Xi of failing to meet his promises to crack down on the deluge of fentanyl and fentanyl analogs flowing into the United States. China labeled that blatant slander. China is waging an unrestricted non-military fentanyl war against America's military-age young men. Welcome to America's century of humiliation. Sun Tzu would be proud. Elizabeth Yore is an international child protection attorney. She formerly served as special counsel to Oprah Winfrey and general counsel at the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children.